Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Stacia Christensen here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about some very important areas of any business. And, you know, I like all of these topics in particular as they apply to people with home-based business, because this is actually one of the fastest growing sectors in the American economy right now. Even these big brick and mortar organizations are starting to send their employees home to work from home, and you're seeing more and more of it everywhere around the United States and around the world. And so let's have some conversation about four really key areas, one being vision, also written and spoken affirmations in the business. Thirdly is goal setting, and lastly, planning for your future. Let's talk a little bit about written and spoken affirmations, because this is something that has played a key role in your own personal growth as a professional. And outline why those are important and how do they lead to accomplishment of goals in your life.
Great question. And all of those things that you mentioned, for me, there's a blurred line between them all because I think they're all just one package.
Yeah.
And I would be remiss if I didn't say that certainly it was Mary Kay Cosmetics that helped me to understand the power of positive thought and mm-hmm. affirmations. The one that I can really rave about that I had a personal experience with was, as I was pursuing directorship, I had written out some affirmations that literally told me how I was starting my day. Every day I jump out of bed enthused, excited, and ready for the day to begin. I jump up at 6 a.m., the alarm goes off, and I head to the gym to work out. Like, even if it wasn't happening, I was creating it in my mind to happen. Mm-hmm. And about two-thirds of the way into my written affirmations, I would read daily. It said, "I can't believe how easily I finished up my car qualifications on my way toward directorship." Mm-hmm. And I would picture myself in that car, getting in the car, smelling the brand new leather seats, turning on the radio, this is a song that's playing. There dangles that keychain, that from me to me gift that I earned that I bought for myself when I earned my new car. So I had put that in my affirmations, and I read them daily. Mm-hmm. And no kidding, I got a call one afternoon from my director, and she said, "Stacia, you just earned your car you finished the car qualifications." And I remember thinking, what? I hadn't really tracked it because I was going for directorship. So right out of my affirmations, I could say the statement, "I can't believe how easily I finished up my car qualifications while pursuing directorship." It was mm-hmm. a line right out of the affirmations. It was like I had written my future. And when you see yourself there, your brain really goes to work to make it happen for you. So mm-hmm. I do believe that's a great way to help your goals, to help mm-hmm. you achieve your goals.
Yeah. So obviously you started out with doing some goal setting sessions and thinking about where you wanted to go. And this is actually one of the huge failures that many people make in business. Doesn't matter if it's home-based business or not. Goal setting, and especially written goal setting, is something only 3% of the population do. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know I was in such little
yeah.
company.
Yeah, only 3% of the population do this. And of the balance of the business population, 27% have verbal goals in their business, and 70% have neither. Mm. They're just winging it every single day in business. Mm-hmm. But how does that apply to where people actually end up, you know, in business? Think about this. 1 million-plus people start a business venture of some sort every year, and only 4% see a 10-year anniversary. Is there a connection? Without a doubt, there is.
Right. And I think people will set goals and think, okay, if you knew you could not fail, what goals would you set for yourself? What would you want to accomplish? Well, first, I think people don't give themselves the permission to dream about mm-hmm. that. They don't even know to have the ability to dream.
Yeah.
So when that comes back for people, a lot of times through a home-based business, that's great. And they write down those goals, and gosh, if the sky there was no limit to me, this is what I would want to achieve. And then they come up upon an obstacle, mm-hmm. and they just stop. So I think a piece of it is identifying what obstacles could come to pass so that when they do, you've already already made a pre-decision that you're going to conquer that obstacle, A, through a little strategy, if you can figure out what those obstacles may be and overcome them. For example, if I knew that I wanted to book more appointments in the evening, but you know what? I have two small children. It gets difficult to leave when dad's just getting home and dinner's not on the table, so it won't happen. Well, just look at that as an obstacle. Could I figure out in advance how to conquer that? Mm-hmm. I have. One of the things I've done, put in place, is I'm part of a meal exchange. Yeah. So once a month, I get together with 8 to 10 other girlfriends. We all make a batch of 8 to 10 of the same meal, mm-hmm. and we switch meals. So once a month, I go home from this basically a social club with 10 meals for my freezer that are ready to go. So now it's no longer an obstacle because at 2 in the afternoon, I've put something in the crock pot. Done. My husband can take it from there. So that was one where I identified an obstacle that was hindering me mm-hmm. and figured out how to overcome that. Simple as that. So identifying that, figuring out what you can do to overcome it.
Yeah. There's something really cool that you're talking about there. If you knew that you could not fail, what would your goals be? And I was actually part of a conversation that a business coach was actually having with a room full of business people. And one of the individuals in the room was sharing with all the things why they couldn't do something. And so this coach went to the front of the room, drew a line down the middle of the paper, and started writing down all the things that she was saying. And she developed this column of why I can't do this, why I can't do this, why this isn't working, why that's not working, developed this whole entire column. And she had started the conversation saying, tell me what's good, what's bad, whatever else. And all the stuff that came out of her was everything that's bad. So she gets to the bottom of this page and she said, so far, I've heard all the reasons why you can't do what you're trying to do. And yet you're sitting here and you're still in your business. Can you give me something as to why you can? Because you have to know why you can. Mm-hmm. You have to know when you talk about, sitting down and thinking about this challenge or this obstacle that came up. Okay, I have that. Now what would I do in spite of it to accomplish my goal anyway? And you know what the really interesting thing about this question, if you knew you could not fail, what would your goals be? If you have a constructive way of dealing with all your challenges and obstacles you have in life and in business, failure isn't something that will happen to you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when you're that focused on it, I remember even being in the Army, and we're on a 12-mile road march, and 3 miles into this road march, I step on a rock and twist my ankle. And it was one of the things that had to be accomplished in order to pass this stage in officer school. And one of the training officers came by, seeing me limping along and favoring this ankle, says, "Are you going to make it?" And I said to him, "Sir, failure is not an option." And he says, "I've heard that before," he says. And I said, "That's right, but you haven't heard it from me before." And you know why it meant? Because it meant something to me to know what I had to do and do what I needed to do regardless of the problem. That was my mindset. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, that's a really huge piece.
Oh, and well, this is probably overused a bit, but it's 100% true. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're also right. Mm-hmm. So it's just focusing on the cans and figuring out how to get there.
That's right. That's right. If you don't think you can do something in life, you are 100% correct. And on the flip side of that, the beauty of it is focusing on the can, as you just said. And success will come your way. Just be patient. Get past all your obstacles and challenges in life, and it will happen for you. Kevin Hunter with Stacia Christensen here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for joining us.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our 3 young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. Hi, this is Kevin Hunter in the Business Forum Show. If you're like many other business owners and business